This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The federal urban relocation project of the 1950s created one of the largest movements of Indians in American history. The idea? To lure Native Americans to big cities where jobs were supposedly plentiful. Its impact is being felt to this day. A new project's now being launched to collect the stories of the urban Native American experience in West Michigan. Let's learn more now as we say hello to Belinda Bardwell. She's with the Grand Valley State University Native American Advisory Board, and she's a member of the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians. Welcome, Belinda.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. And Levi Rickert is here. He's an editor at Native News Online, also on the GVSU Advisory Board, and a member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. Hello, Levi.
Bonjour. Hello.
And both Levi and Belinda are project coordinators of this new program. Belinda, tell us the name of this effort. What is it called?
The name that we have given this project is Gi-Gi-Kino-Maw-Gaiman, and translated, that means we are all teachers. We hold our elders in high regard. They are our teachers. But for this project, we're hoping to get many people in the community to share their stories in the efforts to educate all of us and put us all in that teaching position.
I love the other part of the name, Defend Our History, Unlock Your Spirit, which I get a sense is that's the real mission of this, isn't it, Levi?
Yes, it is. And it's a very unique opportunity for Native people to come forward with their stories. And it's really about, you know, historically Native people have been storytellers, and albeit we are less than 1% of the population here in the state of Michigan and in Kent County and Grand Rapids is, I think there's some really rich stories that are out there, and we just can't wait to get this project going.
I want to get some history and put this into perspective. It's the mid-20th century. Give us a sense of what was life like on the reservations leading up to and through World War II, because I'm wondering what gave the government the idea of coming up with this urban relocation idea.
Well, I think it was really an issue of trying to assimilate Native people. And I have said in writings and in speeches that the federal government really has never known what to do with American Indians. And as time progressed, you could argue they tried to kill us through genocide and the Indian Wars and what have you. But as time went on, they realized there were still Native people out there. And what happened was, in order to assimilate us, try to have us become mainstream, if you can say it that way, if we want to say it that way, they said, let's move them to urban settings, move them to the cities. And that's what happened. And my grandfather and my grandmother, they came to Grand Rapids. And really, it was, we were not taught our language. We got away from our tribal traditions, so to speak. But, you know, go live in the city and everything will be okay. Well, and I think that was really the government's philosophy. And, you know, we don't know if it worked or we don't. That's the nice thing about this project we're working on. We really want to find out what people think. Did it work? Did it not work? The reality is we are still here. And a lot of times that's a mission that we as Native people have, being less than 1% of the population, is to really solidify our existence. And a lot of times, they just, you know, we're like fell off the time pages after a wounded knee of the late 1800s. But that's not true. Natives are still here. We're vibrant. And I would argue there has been a major resurgence of Native culture in the last two or three decades. And I'm proud that we're part of this project.
And it sounds like, Belinda, that this project is it, in collecting the stories of this urban relocation. And you're trying to get a sense, was it bad? Was it an improvement? You don't really know yet, do you?
Well, that's the great thing about this project. It's very organic. We are in the planning stages, and we really don't know what exactly we're going to get, what people are going to share, what they want to share. What we're hoping to do is to create a collection of stories that can be carried for the next generations within our urban community, within our Native community, as well as, you know, letting the non-Native community know as well as that we are still here. And to save those things for posterity, we are losing our elders, you know, at a quick rate, those that are fluent speakers, those that have carried on those traditions. We need to keep those stories alive so that our next generation can learn from the past. I don't think we know where we're going if we don't know where we've been. And I think a big part of this project, again, as Levi said, is to let people know that we are still here. We still exist, and we're still very proud of who we are as a people, of who we are as American citizens, as well as our tribal citizens, that we are proud people.
Well, share a story. Belinda, tell us your family's story.
Well, my family is connected to the Burt Lake Band up in northern Michigan. As you mentioned, I'm a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. My mother was raised in Petoskey, suffered, you know, the typical racist environment, and experiencing that when it came time for her to move out and graduate high school, she decided to move to Detroit for the job. She had a cousin and some friends that moved. They lived together and, you know, joined the urban community there. And she actually did really well. She had, you know, we come from strong grandparents, and she had a very strong mother and father with a great work ethic that she succeeded in Detroit. And then as she got older and her brothers and sisters then migrated out of the Petoskey area, they settled in Grand Rapids and Indiana and places like that. So upon visiting up north and coming home for the holidays, she met and married my father. They decided to raise me in the Grand Rapids area, just south of Grand Rapids in Wyoming, which is where I was raised. Every weekend we would go up north. We had a cottage up there. So I got to experience the local traditions and culture up there. However, I grew up and I didn't realize there was an Indian community in Grand Rapids. I knew I was Native. I knew my mother was Native. There was not really a Native community in Wyoming that I knew of. So there was always that feeling of being lost. And I don't want to come off as being negative, but it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I realized that there was a large Native population when I attended Grand Valley State University. And that's when I got that fire that, you know, started to burn in my heart to become connected once again with the Native community.
Levi, you shared with us that your grandparents were kind of caught in that sense of get to the city, get off the reservation. Was it because things were bad for them, or they just felt things could be better in the cities?
You know, my sense has been that my grandparents came to the Grand Rapids area so that for opportunities with education and employment, to a large degree, it worked. I mean, I have a sister, and we're really proud of her, Dr. Jessica Ricker. She's the first American Indian dentist ever. Second person in the United States who's Native to become a dentist. So when she graduated from the University of Michigan in 1975, so we're really proud of that. My grandfather, Levi White Pigeon, had a fourth grade education. Hmm. So when you think about that, that's pretty pretty deep. So we're really proud of her, and we should be. You know, I've had the good and bad that happened to me, but overall, I can say that you know, I cherish the memories of my grandparents, Levi and Ellen White Pigeon, both Potawatomi people, wonderful people. They taught us how to be Indian, and the respect for one another within families, the love that we share, and that has been very rich. But here it was in the urban setting. In my experience with reservations really happened after I started Native News. I actually, in 2011, visited some close to 30 Indian reservations throughout the United States, and I actually saw a different life that I was shocked in some cases where Native people live in third world living conditions in the United States. And that's why, going back to this project, it is important that we collect the materials, the information, the rich stories to find out really exactly what happened.
And when you think of this social experiment, whether it was the official urban relocation project while it ran, or else just people like your grandparents, Levi, who said, you know what, let's go to this city. When you look at the Census Bureau that says, you know, before World War II, only about 8% of Indians lived in cities, and now we're looking at 78% of mm-hmm. Native Americans living in cities, and I have to wonder how this is affecting the reservations. Is it draining away the lifeblood?
Well, you know, Michigan, I think it's a little different. And we have seen a shift after the advent of casinos, whereas the casinos have allowed a revenue flow to come back into the reservation land, and the tribes are in the state of Michigan now able to provide services. And so in that regard, we have seen a migration from the cities. People graduate from, in our case, Grand Valley State University, and they get employed by tribes and, you know, some of the reservations around the state. So as a native,
it's a happier
person,
story than perhaps we've seen in some other states.
Well, that is true. That is true. Yeah. And it's always real, very subjective. But at the same time, I think that going back to this project, that's why this project is going to be, I think, full of rich stories. And we can't wait to be called back with an update and tell you what we found.
The project is We Are All Teachers, Defend Our History, Unlock Your Spirit. In fact, this project kicks off with a community gathering tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 at the Potawatomi Northern Health Center in downtown Grand Rapids. The public is invited to that, as well as to a campus dialogue next Wednesday the 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at GVSU's Allendale campus. We've got details and links for you on the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Belinda and Levi, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Chimagwech.
We've been speaking with Belinda Bardwell and Levi Rickert. Both are on the Grand Valley State University Native American Advisory Board and both coordinating this new project.